Welcome to this week's edition of Mountain Outhouse. I'm your host, Jam Jamie. This is the craziest shit to happen in running this week. This week's stories include Laz targets a transcontinental run, Gary Robbins gets Nolan's toes, and Jim Walmsley snags bib numero uno for UTMB. We begin this week with a couple of race recaps. The European Classic Foot Race of Sierre Zinal, featuring over 1,600 meters of climb in the 31-kilometer point-to-point technical route, was once again won by Kilian Jornet for the fifth time in 2 hours, 33 minutes, just 14 seconds ahead of second-place finisher Rob Simpson. American Max King was third, just a minute back. The ladies, Lucy Murugi of Kenya, who also won the World Mountain Running Champs, won by 6 minutes over Michelle Meyer of Germany. There were no American women in the top 10. Over on the Beast Coast, the aptly named Eastern States 100 was won by Kathleen Cusick in 27:51. Cusick also won the event in 2014 and 2015, while for the men, it was Jason Cole with the win in 21 hours, 13 minutes. Just three runners went sub 24 hours out of the 121 finishers of this tough East Coast beast, which gives athletes 36 hours to finish. The Free Fitness Workout Group November Project is in the news this week after issuing a video and blog statement that hugging at workouts will now require consent. This change was made after it was brought to light that some who attend don't feel comfortable with the hugging culture. Kudos to UNP for listening to your members, and if you need a hug, come in for one. UTMB released their bib numbers for this year's events this past week, and at first glance, it was a bit baffling to see first-time UTMBer Jim Walmsley sling bib numero uno, despite a stacked field, including past UTMB winners and podium contenders. Heck, they even gave Kilian Jornet bib number two. After closer inspection, it appears the bib selection is loosely based upon ITRA rankings, which Jim does sit atop of, but that does not entirely explain it, as some further down on the list are out of order. We'll have a full UTMB preview in a couple weeks, and we'll be reporting live race week from Chamonix, France. Lazarus Lake, aka Gary Cantrell, the sadistic race director of the Barkley Marathons, the last annual Vol State race, and others, is eyeing a transcontinental run in the near future, possibly as early as 2018. He posted to social media that he has picked a route along US 20 from Newport, Rhode Island to Newport, Oregon. He's looking for some help in the Midwest and Western deserts, as well as picking a route through Wyoming. It's a toss-up currently between Yellowstone and Grand Teton National Parks. What would you recommend? Good luck, Gary, and we'll be sure to update the Outhouse Nation if and when the LazCon kicks off. Gary Robbins updates us via Twitter this week on his post-Nolan's recovery. Apparently, he is now suffering from numb hashtag Nolan's toes, which is a related disease to hashtag Barkley toes, which I know all too well. All the best in regaining feeling, Gary, and be prepared to lose it again next April. We now go to a new segment featuring our correspondent Ultra Chef, who has a special on rhubarb.
Hi, I'm Turtle Miller, and I'm the Ultra Chef. Today I want to talk about something called Hard Rock Gatorade. Hard Rock Gatorade is found in Silverton, Colorado. You see, in Silverton, Colorado, there are very few plants that grow naturally. One of those plants, rhubarb. Because of that, Silverton, Colorado has a rhubarb fest every 4th of July. They have rhubarb pies, they have rhubarb jams, they got rhubarb everything. They even have strawberry rhubarb gose. It's usually served at the Avalanche Brewing Company. And it tastes, well, it's worth driving to Silverton. Here's to you. Back to you, Jamil.
Have you ever been a little suspect of the race walk? It not only looks incredibly awkward, but these guys are often throwing down some ridiculously fast times, often faster than my personal running bests, all while walking. What gives? Well, if you read the rules on race walking, competitors must keep one foot on the ground at all times, which is part of the difference between a walk and a run. Judges on course can dish out warnings and disqualifications for violations to what is referred to as the naked eye rule. Take a look at this video posted by @scienceofsport on Twitter for a slow motion look at the legality of these quote unquote walkers. Aha! I knew it! These dudes are straight up running, although with an awkward as hell gait. You can definitely see at least one guy getting a DQ, but from the looks of the video, they are clearly all guilty as f**k. Although I will admit to never seeing Game of Thrones, there now exists an ultramarathon for people just like me to catch up on full seasons. I'm not making this up, folks, but there is a literal Game of Thrones ultramarathon that took place in Italy, where runners could run behind a truck playing 6 seasons of the show on a giant screen.
They faced heat and fatigue, but nothing distracted them from the series and from their challenge.
Winter is coming.
Challenge that lasts 6 seasons.
That's 55 hours, 28 minutes of playtime / runtime. The stage race covered from Rome to Milan, and some runners covered close to 350 miles en route. A couple of developments in the Blue Jeans Ultra. We've got a report from @PeterDidThat on Instagram that he ran the Fat Dog 120 relay leg in jeans over the weekend for his team, Code Runners. Also, Jessica Turner, @DryTurner on Twitter, is planning a 100-kilometer ultra in blue jeans next month. Word is, she will switch between jean shorts and jean pants. Can't wait for pics on that one. We've got a report coming out of Auburn, California, the endurance capital of the world, from Western States 100 race director Craig Thornley. Apparently, while out on a neat hunt...
How neat is that? That's pretty neat.
On their weekly local run, three teams sought out 3 different checkpoints where they found the following. Point one were some nasty mystery drop bags left over from Western States. Checkpoint two was a beer check. And point three, yep, another mystery drop bag situation left over after States. Ah, gives me the shivers just thinking about what might have been in those bags. Let's see if we can make out what was in some of them. It looks like there is some nasty food, water bottles, used shoes, jelly beans, and Natura lamb condoms? What the hell is going on out there, Lord Balls? Well, wish I could have joined you folks. Thanks for sharing the adventure. Hey, is that Tim Tweetmeyer on the winning team? Real neat, guys.
That's pretty neat.
Ultra runner / ultra walker Yolanda Holder completed the storied Self-Transcendence 3100-mile race in 52 days held around a small loop in a New York City suburb. This is an incredible achievement of endurance, and kudos to you, Yolanda. Is Casey Neistat a Brooks-sponsored athlete now? What's the real story behind this Twitter post? He talks about shoe rotation with every run, showing off a closet full of Brooks running shoes. Speaking of Brooks Running, did you see they just launched a new line of National Park Series shoes featuring color inspirations from some of the top national parks? Sounds pretty dope. Let's see. They've got Mount Rainier with a gray and blue color palette, Yosemite with deep blues and bright greens, Great Smoky Mountains featuring deep reds and oranges, as well as the vivid colors of Yellowstone. Wait a minute. Where the f*** is the Grand Canyon? Hey, Brooks. Why shun the Grand Canyon State and one of the 7 freaking natural wonders of the world? What gives? Hillygoat, aka Hillary Allen, posted an update from her hospital in Norway after her 30-meter fall at last week's Tromso Sky Race. It appears she's on the mend. All the best in your return home, to the States, and with your recovery.
Hi guys, you won't believe how much effort it took to get out of my bed to come have coffee in my little chair, but I'm trying little steps every day to get better. It's been 1 week since my accident. I'm still hanging out in Tromso. I fly home on Monday, but thanks for all of your support and well wishes. It helps every day, because this is definitely going to be a long journey. So Thanks, and keep you updated.
Looking ahead to this upcoming weekend's Leadville 100, we'd like to dish out a little preview of the top entrants for this race across the sky. For the ladies, Camille Herron and Devin Yanko are the big headliners, who both could be well-suited for this running, albeit high-altitude course. Also, keep an eye on last year's runner-up, Maggie Walsh, who's also running. On to the dudes. Previous winners Ian Sharman and Duncan Callahan will be duking it out alongside Anthony Kunkel, Jim Rebnack, Michael Wardian, and Nick Lewis. Anyone heading to Leadville? Send us some dope footage, and we'll include it in next week's show. Dreaming of running the Angeles Crest 100 next year? Well, just as we reported a year ago, the race just happened, and the race is already full via a lottery selection that took place immediately after this year's event. Can I just ask what the point in opening and filling your race 1 year advance is, other than to just sit on 250 people's worth of race entries for an entire year? Oh well. Think you might have a chance to get in if someone drops out between now and August 2018? Well, too bad, there is no wait list. Perusing next year's entrance list, we see that the Maricopa Marauder himself, Jim Walmsley, has entered. Will we finally see one of the longest standing 100-mile course records set by Jim O'Brien back in 1989 fall? What say you, Dom Grossman? Care to weigh in? I've been loving the outhouses y'all have been sending me. For instance, this one from Carlitos Jensen of what they call a Kybos in Idaho. This one is even riddled with bullet holes. Keep them coming. Speaking of outhouses, we have a final report from our correspondent Wendy Kimmy on location from one of these outhouses.
Hey Jam Jam, this is Wendy Kimmy reporting live from the stinkiest outhouse here in Chicagoland. Wanted to wish you a very happy belated first birthday in this disgusting bathroom. So I hope you have a really stinky week.
Thanks for tuning in and we'll see you next time. If you have crazy stories to share or want to weigh in on Laz's transcon route, tweet us or dip into our Insta DMs at Mountain Outpost. Have a shitty week. Support this show by purchasing this pair of Jam Jam's banana sunglasses, now available, the link below. You can also now become a Patreon supporter and enjoy perks such as our private Facebook group, extended glasses come off segment of this very newscast, and behind the scenes for more interaction. Thanks to the now 68 of you amazing supporters who have jumped on board, we're closing in on our first goal of 100 supporters, where we'll do a challenge that you vote on. Peace.